Well, good morning. It's 7:20 a.m. on Friday, July the 25th, 2024. No, it's 26th. It's the 26th. I know what day it is. Sure, I do. Yeah, Friday, July the 26th, 2024. Here on a partly cloudy morning east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Oh, I missed something here. Partly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There we go. I have to be retrained, I guess. I need remedial. I need to take the remedial podcaster course, probably. Tomorrow, well, the next time. Today's $24.99. The next walk will be 5,000 miles. That's a lot of miles. That's a lot of walking. That's a lot of podcast episodes. I'll probably talk more about that tomorrow. I don't need to shoot that bolt today. Today I'm just going to try to make it through. I had grand plans. I was going to get up and get out at sunrise this morning. Sunrise is at 5, around 5:55 now. So the sun's been up. Hour and a half ish. It's not too beastly. The official temperature is like 64. The temperature outside my back door is 68. And I suspect a lot of that is residual heat from the house heating up yesterday. It was a hot day yesterday. It's gonna be another hot day today. Probably be a hot day tomorrow. It's a lot more moisture in the air today. The prognostication is that we're gonna have perhaps some showers this evening, which would be welcome. My lawn would like it. It might cool the air a bit. Cool the earth. I didn't play as much yesterday, or the day before. In spite of the fact that I didn't really have anything I needed to do, I had no chores to do yesterday, I had no outside errands to run yesterday. But, yeah, I wrote. I read too, I read a lot. Good morning. Happy dog. So, yeah, I wrote. Less said, the better. Chip, chip, chip. Had some good tunes this morning. Some of my favorites. Honky Tonk Woman. Games Without Frontiers. That's one of my all-time favorites. Electric Avenue. I think I started out, yeah, I'm pretty sure I started out with Electric Avenue this morning. And I was ready to rock down to Electric Avenue. It's true. So anyway, I had grand plans. I was going to get up. I was going to take care of the business that required me to do it first. So the journal. My one positive thought. The beginning of the day. Which are two separate things. One is for me, one is for the world. And then breakfast, and then the walk, and then I'll go back and deal with haiku and the rest of things like checking emails and all that. Didn't quite turn out. I wanted to get that all that stuff done in the first hour. So I would have been out at 6:10. 6 o'clock. Instead of 7. Well, I guess I didn't miss by much. 20 minutes, half an hour. Not bad for the first trial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, too. Cute little dog. But, man, I'm in pain today. My back was racked when I rolled into bed. Head's full of something, I don't know quite what. I took an unusual dose of ibuprofen this morning. I don't usually start with medication, but this morning was like, oh man, I gotta do something here because this is untenable. Almost feels like I'm coming down with a cold. I suspect it's probably allergies or reaction to the smoke. We've had air quality warnings for weeks now. I don't have as much smoke around this morning. It's not, I don't smell it, but I also don't see it on the horizon. I don't see the haze that I've been seeing for the last few days. I'm pretty lightheaded. Oh, that's pretty. Some kind of bush with variegated leaves that are pink and green. I wonder what that is. The air is pretty still this morning. There was a breath of wind earlier when I came out first. It seems to have died down. It doesn't seem to be a whole lot of air moving. Maybe it's just because I'm down in the neighborhood. But even when I was out in the wide open in the, by the park, there wasn't a lot of air moving. So I'm still reading Skylar Ramirez. The last book was longer. It was much closer to the length of Courtier than novella length, for which I was grateful because it was a good book. I enjoyed it a great deal. And of course I went right into the next book. I think there's like 5 or 6 more, at least 3 or 4 more. And I'll probably go through them all. trumpet vines looking orangey this morning. Blue of the western sky. Not exactly Sky King, it's a single engine, maybe Cessna, it's high wing. He's been zooming around the neighborhood here, getting in his pilot hours maybe. He's gone over 3 or 4 times, crossing over Greeley, hit it off into a different direction. He'll go out there, circle around a little bit, and come back from a different direction. Nice morning for flying, I would think. Turn. So yeah, I looked at my stats for Fallout 4 this morning. I rebooted my machine just because I installed a bunch of new drivers yesterday, and I rebooted my machine this morning, and the counter on Steam tells you how many hours you've played in the last 2 weeks. The counter is way down. Part of that is that I don't leave it sitting at the, I just log it back off to the desktop when I'm done, but I have not been getting up and playing for 8 or 9 hours during the day. To begin with, I don't have that kind of time. If I do the walk, if I do the talk, if I pay attention to business a little bit, just a little bit, I just don't have the time to play 8 or 9 hours a day. Coming up on Get Ready, Sit With Me. Monk Post. The other week it was claiming I played 160 hours in 2 weeks. I'm like, that's 80 hours a week. That's 16 hours a day. That's... Well, not quite. 7 days a week. Ten hours a day? I don't know. Math in my head is not... Almost never comes up with the right answer. Unless it's a really simple problem. I can do it. I'm almost I'm more than 3/4 of the way home. I can do this. I have to go home and write a haiku. I don't even know what today's prompt is. I also have to put together the prompt list for tomorrow. If I do that today, then I don't have to get up and face it first thing in the morning tomorrow. All I have to do is post it. They'll be ready to go. So sometime today I have to come up with 7 new words to prompt for next week. Next week, though, is a shift. We go to autumn on August 1st. Because of the shift in the difference in perspective in terms of when the seasons start in Japan compared to where the seasons start here in the West and for a lot of the other rest part of the world. Morning. The equinox is not the beginning. Well, it's the as I've said this at least 14 times already. It's not the astronomical beginning of the season is not the same as the poetic beginning of the season. And I can sort of see it. I can sort of see it. We've really started. I'm looking at the grasses, and the grasses are all gone to seed. A lot of the sunflower seeds, well, sunflowers, a lot of the wild sunflowers have started drooping. They're not. A lot of them have lost their yellow petals. They're looking a bit sad in places. Not a lot of them, but clearly we're in the ripening stage, the end of the growing season is upon us for some of the early bloomers. We still have a lot of growing season left for like apples and stuff like that, potatoes. Morning. I wonder what I can find at the farmer's market. That would be. Well, today's Friday, tomorrow's Saturday, so the farmer's market would be tomorrow. That would be fun. I don't know that I want to brave the public yet. I really have turned into a hermit. So yeah, Fallout. I made 2 levels yesterday. When I'm up above, I think I made 115 yesterday. When you get much above 100, the amount of time you have to play the radial quests in order to get enough points to level gets really large. So I made 2 levels yesterday. Gone are the days where I make 5 levels in an hour. But I'm fine-tuning my settlements. I've had a couple. Jesus. No, just a motorcycle. He's probably gonna go roaring by me in a minute. So I'm trying to farm ballistic weave and fiberglass to make a lot of protection for. Yep, here he comes. the street before I get run over. So I've been doing a lot of ballistic weave. Where my provisioners regularly run into trouble, usually because I'm in the area, I've given them cursor uniforms and batted fedoras. So they have player level armor. And I'm collecting miniguns as I go, so they each get a minigun, which cuts down on the amount of time they're knocked down. Same with settlers. I've decided that I'm going to give, particularly the places where I only have a couple of settlers, and I have several settlements like that where there are only two or three people, so I give them armored fedoras or armored trilbies and armored farmer's clothes, because they're pretty sharp looking. I like the way they look. So giving them 220 points of armor plus a minigun means I don't have to spend anywhere near as much time trying to defend these places. The attackers are almost all just two or three people, and not all of them are high level. So between the extra armor that keeps my settlers upright and firing, and the miniguns, which aren't the highest damage going, but pretty respectable, certainly keeps the attackers on the back foot long enough for me to get there and add my Gauss rifle. And problem solver to the mix. Still having fun with the knife work. It's astonishing to me how effective melee is. Because I almost never play, early game I never play melee. It's like I don't have the hand-eye coordination, I don't have the twitch speed or whatever it is that I need in order to do that. But learning the ins and outs of the VATS system, it's really made a big difference. So maybe my next playthrough, maybe I'll go full Grognak on it. That would be funny. I knew I would make it. Look at me, I'm at the back gate. I made it. And as always, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.